At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Sling has more of the live sports, news, and entertainment channels you love and less of the ones you don't, so you save hundreds on TV. And with rewards on Sling, you could win up to $10,000 in cash and other prizes just for watching 30 minutes of TV. Customize your channel lineup or watch for free and get rewarded for doing it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more and get started. Restrictions apply.
Support for this podcast comes from Progressive, a leader in RV insurance. We've all made RVing mistakes, like not pest-proofing the RV for winter, but there's one mistake you shouldn't make: not insuring your travel trailer. Progressive RV Insurance can protect your travel trailer when your auto or home insurance can't. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with two locations: the Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
Business owners around North Mississippi, do you need that office clean, including janitorial work, trash, mopping, sweeping, carpet cleaning? How about restroom, points in between? I've got the answer. It's the Dirt Doctor. Be sure and give them a call today and get your free estimate at 662-709-0180. Looking for that auto detail, ATVs, tractors, etc.? Give the Dirt Doctor a call today, 662-709-0180. Looking to have your concrete clean, your windows clean? The Dirt Doctor can do all that. Also, the outside of your exterior residential or commercial building, they'll get it cleaned just the way you like it. All forms of payment are taken, including Venmo and PayPal are accepted. Give them a call today to set up your free estimate at 662-709-0180, or shoot Jono an email at jonoreed@yahoo.com. That's J-O-N-O-R-E-E-D at yahoo.com. Be sure you tell them you heard about it on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
Welcome to the Red and Blue Crew podcast, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. Are you ready? From the Inside the Rebels studios, let's get ready to rumble. Now here are your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan.
Brad Logan alongside David Johnson here, the Red and Blue Crew podcast, a day after podcast, as we will talk about the 63-7 win over Georgia State. Today's podcast is brought to you by our good friends at the Velvet Ditch and the Land Shark, also our friends at the Hearn Law Firm and the Dirt Doctor. David, it was a big win for Ole Miss. Kind of your overall takeaways from the win over Georgia State.
Yeah, I was happy basically with everything I saw. You know, and it's just like Lane said, a lot of eyeballs on Austin Simmons, game one as an Ole Miss starter. Look, he made a couple of mistakes, and nobody across the country really lit it up on Saturday. in their first game. A lot of weight on Austin's shoulders going in that game. Still, Brad, look at the yardage he throws for, the touchdown connections, the chemistry that he's developing with the receivers. And defensively, you know, I don't think you could ask for very much more. This was a pretty good Georgia State football team. One that beat Vanderbilt last year. Don't forget about that. You know, throw the records out the window, but a 62-7 thrashing in front of an enormous home crowd. I don't know what else you could want to open up the season. A lot of people are critical of the offensive line play. I'm not jumping on that train just yet. Yeah, we've seen it kind of be shaky in the early goings, but it got better as the game went on last night. And with Kewon Lacy and Logan Diggs, both around the 100-yard rushing mark, and Simmons sacked one time. I mean, what else could you want? They're getting better up front. There's more help coming up front with a couple of guys who've been out injured. I think the O-line's going to be just fine.
Yeah, Delano Townsend, they maybe expect him back the next week or so. I don't know the extent of that. There's one more injury, David, to a transfer offensive lineman. I don't have the list in front of me.
But he's a kid from Maryland who was a great player for the Terrapins. And both of those could be back before the Rebels play Arkansas.
Yeah, there's been a point of contention with the offensive line. You know, fresh out of the game last night, I said I thought the offensive line specifically in the second half was much better. I've taken a lot of flack for that. I think it was. Yeah. I mean, early on, Patrick Kuchar struggled. I mean, he struggled some. Bryson Sanders struggled. I mean, everybody kind of struggled early on. It was 17-7. People were crunching their knuckles, and then Ole Miss kind of opened up the floodgates. I think a lot of that was just getting into game shape, understanding where you were as a team, understanding what the person beside you was going to do. I thought the holding foul on Kuchar early was a terrible call. There were some ways, I think, that Ole Miss, the offensive line, kind of evolved. I think by the second half, I really liked Jaden Williams. I thought he played much better. I thought Micah Pettis did a lot of good things. I think the offensive line's coming around. Austin Simmons is a perfect example of the first quarter to the remaining three quarters, because the way he saw the field in the second half, his progressions were much better. He didn't zero in on a receiver like he did. One of the interceptions was his fault. The other was not his fault. He got a lot of pressure on him on the right side. So I thought it was a good game by Austin Simmons. But, David, my player of the game, Kewon Lacy. You know, we didn't see a depth chart all year. Didn't really know who the main running backs were going to be. We knew he would get a lot of carries. And all of a sudden, the last couple of weeks, you heard it, I heard it, he was getting a bevy of the carries with the number ones. And we see why now. I mean, he's a really good running back. And being able to see him, and you see Damian Taylor's not really high up on the stat sheet, but he had a really good game as well. I thought he blocked well. And then Logan Diggs, he's got a lot of yards, but he didn't play really until the latter part of the second half. And frankly, Deuce Alexander had more speed sweeps than Logan Diggs had carries in the first half. So I thought the running game, Kewon Lacy, was really good. And I said all along, I think the wide receiving core that Ole Miss has may be, by the end of the year, the best receiving core in the nation.
Oh, man.
In the conference. One of the best in the nation, but definitely the best in the conference. I mean, they are really good.
Great game last night. His first one as an Ole Miss Rebel, Brad. You know, I'm going to tell you, if I had an MVP, it'd be Daquan Wright. Because, look, we all know what Daquan brings to the table. We got to see that last year. But the loss of Luke Haas in fall camp and the weight put on Daquan to respond, he did last night. I thought he looked great as well. You know, look, 62-7, yes, it was Georgia State. Gets a little tougher next week with Kentucky, who found themselves in a battle at home against Toledo on Saturday. You know, it gets a little more interesting. And, you know, Rebel fans everywhere, you don't forget what happened with the Kentucky Wildcats last year. they came in here and knocked Ole Miss off their high perch and, you know, essentially cost them, you know, perhaps an opportunity to be in the college football playoffs.
Just a shade over 66,000 people paid to see it. Great crowd last night. Everyone got the memo. It was a whiteout. It was a great atmosphere. David, I know you saw the same thing I did. I don't know if I've seen a non-conference game, specifically early on, this well attended since I've covered and even been to Ole Miss football games.
Oh, no, the hype machine is big. And, you know, again, judging from what everybody saw last night, it looks for real. You know, and, you know, all SEC teams have a game under their belt now, and you can start kind of re-juxtaposing, if you will, where you thought these teams were heading into the season, where you think they are after week one. And Brad, in my opinion, and I get it, it was Georgia State. Ole Miss has elevated itself a little bit from where I thought it was, looking at everybody else in the league, to be honest with you. I mean, Florida State beat the crap out of Alabama yesterday. I don't know if you were able to catch much of that game. But, you know, Ole Miss is, I think, a better football team than Alabama. I really do at this juncture. Mississippi State, they were in a ball game for 2.5 quarters with Southern Miss. You know, but they're about where we thought they were. Auburn, impressive with their win at Baylor on Friday night. Tennessee looked good against Syracuse yesterday. LSU gets the win at Clemson. I'm just curious where you think you would plug Ole Miss in into that overall SEC picture right now.
Support for this podcast comes from Progressive, a leader in RV insurance. We've all made RVing mistakes, like not pest-proofing the RV for winter, but there's one mistake you shouldn't make: not insuring your travel trailer. Progressive RV Insurance can protect your travel trailer when your auto or home insurance can't. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
At City of Hope, we are driven. Driven to stop lung cancer. To respond to its every change, its every mutation, with a new treatment approach. To meet the most complex cases with the latest innovations. To analyze cancer down to its DNA. Then fight it with the newest surgical, radiation, and immunotherapies. To never give up. So you can be driven by hope. Learn more at cityofhope.org.
I think it's in the upper third. You know, I think it's a very small sample size. You know, I don't know that we're ready to throw the baby out with the bathwater with Texas just yet.
No,
very bullish on Texas. You know, LSU struggled with Clemson. We watched that one in the press box, and they were able to come away with a win. I think LSU's my pick for the national championship. Georgia, I didn't watch very much of that, but I know they dispensed with Marshall pretty handily. So the SEC is going to be interesting. I think the team, and one of the teams that Ole Miss doesn't face, is going to surprise some people this year, and that's Missouri. I think Missouri's got a really good team. And so that's definitely a team that I'll be watching. And then we saw Auburn kind of figure some things out against Baylor. I mean, you know, Auburn's kind of the talk of the town of waiting for them to explode. But you saw a Jackson Arnold just like I did last year, David, against Ole Miss, against one of the best defenses in the country. And he looked really good in the first half. Now, they figured him out in the second half and really stifled him. But I think Jackson Arnold's a great quarterback, and I think he's going to do some things at Auburn. I think the question mark, I think, is surrounding where is Oklahoma in all this? I mean, Arkansas just destroyed Alabama A&M. So that really is not saying a whole lot. But I thought from what little I saw, they looked pretty good. Vanderbilt looked pretty good in their win. So those are just some of the teams I'm going to kind of be watching. But obviously the game that I'm going to go back and watch is Kentucky and Toledo. I saw the final score, and it was, 24-17, David, something there about.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back and watch that game.
Toledo scored a safety, so it was kind of an odd score. But
okay.
Yes.
I've got to go back and watch that. So, I mean, I think that's what you do. You kind of turn the page to Kentucky, and you have to – you know, you say the right things. And I asked all the questions at media day, but all the players said the same thing. It's one game at a time. It's not revenge. I'm sorry, but I don't believe it. I think Ole Miss is going after the throat on Saturday. I think Lane Kiffin's going after the throat on Saturday. The spread came out. It opened at 9.5. It immediately jumped to 11.5. That's a lot of points on the road. So we'll see what happens. Before we go further down this rabbit hole of SEC, David, I've got to ask you about one thing. Ole Miss's defensive backs held Georgia State, which is not a pass-happy offense, but they held them to 69 passing yards.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of things I knew going into the game. I knew Ole Miss would look really good offensively. I felt pretty good about the running back room, and that absolutely came true. I felt even better at the end of the game. Surprisingly, the defensive line looked good to me. I think Deshaun Womack is really good. Not sure about Amon Mielen, Prince Lee, or Prince Will. I mean, maybe he got double teamed. I've got to go back and watch
Prince
that.
Prince Will.
I thought Suntaron Perkins was good. He's not good. He didn't show up in the stat books. But remember, he was kind of roaming free last year with all those big-time names around him. But I thought Cam Franklin played the part. And I think Jaden Yates played really good alongside Daughtry. But real quick, David, in that secondary, Sage Ryan, I thought he was pretty good. I thought they kind of went side to side. They defended the pass pretty good. Jalen Braxton didn't play, so that's someone that you would think can help them down the road. Your overall thoughts kind of on that defense, but mainly on that secondary?
You know, you gave up 191 total yards of offense. Anytime you can hold a team under 200 yards, that's been a pretty dominant effort. 10 first downs the whole game. Only one passing first down, eight of them on the ground. You know, I was surprised, honestly, at how well the Ole Miss secondary seemed to be meshed together last night. You know, I still think it's a work in progress, Brad. You can't lose that many guys to the NFL off of defense without there being some kind of hiccup. And what Pete Golding's job is to burp them, basically, and to get them ready for Kentucky this week. And let's see what kind of effort you put forth against Kentucky. And a Kentucky offense that really kind of looked rather vanilla and bland against Toledo. But, you know, let's say this. Toledo's a good football program. Remember, they beat Mississippi State last year in Starkville. So they're not a pushover. I don't know. And you talk about revenge. I think in the fans' minds, maybe in the Ole Miss fans' minds, there's an element of that revenge you speak of. I don't think as a football player, I really don't think that's where their focus is. I do believe them when they say one game at a time. Because last year, I think their feet got ahead of them a little bit, so to speak. And they got knocked off their feet by Kentucky and Oxford. By Florida in Gainesville. Not as much playoff talk around this team. I think they'll be zoned in on Saturday. And I do agree with you. I think they're going to give Kentucky one hell of a blow. I really think that's coming. You know, that's where I feel. But defensively, I don't know what else you want of Pete Golding. You play a Division I opponent. You hold them to 191 yards total offense. One passing first down. Brad, that's about as good as you could hope for.
The participation chart was just, I mean, it was huge. I mean, he played so many people on defense, which was good. And we saw a lot of new faces on that Ole Miss defense. And there are a lot of people that shine. But I think at one point, Caleb Saylor's for Supertalk, he and I were sitting beside each other. He said, Brad, they being Georgia State, has 33 yards of total offense. And that was at some point in the second half.
Right,
and
right.
And I mean, yeah, I mean, maybe it's a little bit of Georgia State, but I think it's a lot of, and I'm raising my hand, P. Pete Golding said that this defense would not take as big a step back. Maybe he said a step at all. Maybe defensive line, a biggest step as we thought. But, you know, it was a really good showing against Georgia State. And I felt that nobody was really out of position that I could tell. Nobody was running free. Nobody was running wide open. And it looked very controlled. And I think it's a testament to Pete Golding and what he's been able to do as defensive coordinator. I think it was a perfect recipe for week two for this Ole Miss team. Come in, score a lot of points, figure things out in the first half. And they did. It was 17-7. We understand that. Figured some things out offensively, but most importantly, figure some things out defensively. And they did that getting ready for the next week.
Well, and you know, one of the best things, and I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention it, was you got out of that game relatively injury free.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always big, particularly when you're about to wade into SEC play. And as we mentioned earlier, the two injuries we have on the offensive line, both of those guys, both of them capable of providing adequate depth up front, should be back by Arkansas. At least that's what we're hearing. So, you know, yeah, I mean, I'll take it. And 2:30 kickoff on Saturday in Lexington on ABC. That should be, you know, it's primetime matchup as far as the college football day goes. So it's a huge game. And you know, the nation's going to be looking to see if, you know, Stoops can trip up Kiffin again. Because, you know, that's the game. Again, I'll go back and here I am punching this point. That's the game that cost us so much last year.
Ole Miss fans, football is back. And there's only one place to make picks and win money all season long. Underdog. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Think Ole Miss quarterback Austin Simmons will go over or under 2.5 passing touchdowns in his debut against Georgia State? I'm thinking he gets at least 3 in a Rebel rout to start the 2025-26 campaign. Could Ole Miss great and Philadelphia Eagle A.J. Brown go over 0.5 combined rushing and receiving touchdowns in the NFL opener against the Dallas Cowboys? Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See UnderdogFantasy.com for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And one thing you said that needs to be reiterated, nobody's talking about this team in the college football playoff.
Yeah, you're not hearing about
them
right
now. I'm not saying
now.
That's good or bad, but nobody's talking about it. One thing I want to point out, David, we heard, at least John Darnell reported on the network, that Daquan Wright could have came back in the game, could have come back in the game.
That is crazy.
But I don't know if he tweaked something or whatever. So there may have been a slight injury to Daquan Wright, but it wasn't severe enough to where he could not have come back in if he needed to. So you're right. Very injury-free game, which is really good. Something I think that does not need to be overshadowed is your man, Harrison Wallace III. Ole Miss got themselves a punt returner. And that's one thing leading into the season last year, they couldn't find a punt returner. In fact, it was so bad the midway point of the year that Jordan Watkins, with a broken hand, was having to field punts. So great news. Special team is in really good shape. Oscar Bird, which also wears number 33, to shout out to Larry Bird.
Larry Bird. Yeah,
did a great job punting the football, averaged 44 and a half yards a kick. And then the place kicker this year, I can't say his name right. It's a transfer from Western
Carnero. Kentucky.
Yeah, Carnero. I just never can get that right. He kicked the ball really well, made all of his PATs. I think Matt Baker came in and made a PAT. So Ole Miss really good in special teams yesterday.
And I mean, you know, again, everybody's harping on the offensive line. Well, the whole narrative of fall camp was, man, the O-line may be a little shaky. And, you know, I think the TV announcers kind of jumped on that narrative last night. And look, to the fans sitting at home, look, I know how you watch football. You follow the ball, okay? Quarterback has the ball, you're looking at it. Quarterback throws the ball, you're looking at it. Running back gets the ball, you're looking at him. And you miss everything going on up front. And it's real easy to be critical of those guys when you don't know everything's going on. Everything that is going on. You know, we know Kutas had a rough night last night. That was pointed out on TV that he was having a rough night. And you don't know, and look, you can remove Patrick Kutas from the equation. If the right guard is doing something wrong and the right tackle is doing something right, he can make the right tackle look bad because the right guard's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. I've seen it happen 1,000 times, you know. So it's hard to sit back from the peanut gallery and dissect what's going on with offensive line play. And last night, early in the broadcast, you know, the O-line was kind of thrown under the bus a little bit. And they talked about the narrative in fall camp of how bad it was. And, you know, you're seeing, I think, a lot of that coming from that game. Because it's hard to criticize the guy that ran for 3 touchdowns, though he may have ran to the wrong hole a couple of times, not saying he did, or the guy that caught 2 touchdown passes, though he may have busted routes a couple of times, because they have the stats. And this is... that's just part of the game. People love to pile on the offensive line. I'm like you. I don't think it was as bad as a lot of people think it was.
I don't, and I'm getting raked over the coals, and that's fine. But I mean, I just look, if you follow this podcast over the last couple of weeks, you knew that Patrick Kutas has not practiced. He has been in a black jersey. You also know that Jaden Williams has been dealing with an injury. Delano Townsend, P.J. Wilkins has been nicked up just a little bit. Bryson Sanders is brand new. We didn't even know if he would be the starting center because Kutas can either play the right guard position or come down and play center. So there's been a lot of things that's been going on. So if you thought that the offense aren't just going to roll out and just bowl over everybody, we've told you that's probably not going to happen. So based on what I thought going into the season, I thought they did a pretty darn good job, specifically in the second half, keeping Austin Simmons upright. 20 of 31, had the 2 picks, but had 3 touchdowns and 3 for 341 yards.
Brad, how many defensive touchdowns did Ole Miss have last night?
None. I think they had an interception. A defensive lineman had an interception.
Yeah. Okay.
I think.
So how many offenses can score 62 points and their O-line was terrible?
And there's not a special teams touchdown either. I mean, it was all an offensive touchdown. And look, I mean, people paint me with a broad brush full of red and white, but I mean, or red and blue, whatever. But I've just been straight up with you. By what I saw in the beginning of camp versus where, you know, the team is right now, I think it's a thumbs up for the offensive line. If you want to come after me, that's fine. But I think what Garrison has done, and look, he's been in the crosshairs too. I've heard his name mentioned with the bullseye on it. But I think he's coached really well this preseason. And sure, is it the best? Is it the best position on the field? Is it the most advanced in athletic ability? No, it's not. Is it the best position? No, it's not. But all they have to do is be serviceable. And I think they were better than that last night.
Well, you know what? You can't win at any level of football without those five guys up front.
No.
Period. You can't do it. And, you know, I'm looking at the stats here. Here's a 51-yard rush, a 42-yard rush, a 31-yard rush. Who was blocking?
Yeah.
Somebody was. Okay. I mean, so I'd just say lay off Garrison and lay off this offensive line as it's being put together. And this is something you got to point out. These guys, for the most part, they've never played together before. And synchronicity. You've got to be synced up front. You've got to be able to play as a unit. And that's going to only get better. And it could get a lot better before the Rebels take the field next Saturday.
I just ask everybody, before we absolutely go ballistic, after one game, and really after one half or one quarter, let's allow these guys to at least have a week of practice and play the next couple of weeks, Kentucky and Arkansas, and let's evaluate this offensive line at least after three games. Because I agree with you. I think the more they play together, the better they're going to be. That's what I think. So let's see where they're at after the Kentucky game and then after Arkansas. Then let's revisit the offensive line. But right now, I think you just kind of let it sit for a minute before just absolutely, you know, cutting them up with a knife.
Support for this podcast comes from Progressive, a leader in RV insurance. We've all made RVing mistakes, like not pest-proofing the RV for winter, but there's one mistake you shouldn't make: not insuring your travel trailer. Progressive RV insurance can protect your travel trailer when your auto or home insurance can't. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I want you to hip shot something for me real quick. Right off after your initial impression of Ole Miss, what you know about Kentucky, give me a final up there. Now I'm not holding you to this whatsoever, but give me a final score.
I think it's a 17-point win, one way or the other. It's 31-14, 48, you know, 31, something like
right
that. I feel like Ole Miss may give up some points just because – you know, the foe's going to be a lot better than Georgia State. But I think this Ole Miss team's going to score some points. The key for me for Ole Miss is Austin Simmons has to play within himself. And my goodness, if we could say that about any quarterback. But one thing I thought early on is he didn't go to his progressions enough. He didn't go to his outside valves. And he did do that in the second half. So that lends me to believe that he evolved. He learned from that. But I do think if that offensive line can just continue to do what they did in the second half and give him an opportunity to go to some different progressions, that receiver room, David, this may be the best receiver room I've ever seen Ole Miss have since I've known what a receiver room was.
Yeah.
They're loaded. And so I think that helps him. But I can't say enough. Having a really good couple running backs to come in and get
something
south. And then you got Daquan Wright's going to be the J.J. Pegues, I guess.
Yeah.
And then we've got Harrison Wallace III, who has come in and runs the speed sweep. I mean, it looks really good. You know, early on, they didn't run the ball until the first, maybe 5 minutes ago in the first quarter. So, and Lane said that's just the way the game went. It wasn't anything, you know, to that. I think what that was getting Austin Simmons acclimated to the offense, understanding play after play and kind of getting into a groove. I think Ole Miss beats Kentucky by 17 points, David. I'm not sure what the score is, but I don't think it's particularly close.
Yeah, I could see that. You know, the one guy you didn't mention was Caden Lee. we haven't seen Caden Lee really integrated into this offense just yet. That's coming too, Brett.
There's no doubt it's coming. And that's the thing, is that they have a great relationship, they being Caden Lee and Austin Simmons. We didn't see a lot of Caden Lee last night. In fact, I don't even see him listed on the list. What, do you have one or two catches? Five or six deep that I've got on my paper here. But, look, he's going to be the go-to receiver.
And two catches, 13 yards.
How many?
Two catches, 13 yards.
Yeah, I mean, when you've got Harrison Wallace, Daquan Wright, who, you know, Daquan Wright was just going down the field doing this. He was just wide open. Here's another name. We've gone, I think, 17 minutes, and we have not mentioned Caleb Odom yet.
Yeah. And I mean, Odom.
There's so many targets.
Man, he's got –
dribbling. I mean, it's –
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, you know, Winston Watkins we talked about. Mm-hmm. Listen,
Isaiah Hartrup was good too.
He did. I said back in the summertime, I thought this group of receivers could be as good as the group that Jackson Dart threw to last year.
They're better.
And I think as time goes on, and let's look at his final stat line here. I mean, Austin Simmons completes 20 of 31 – 341 yards, three touchdowns. Yeah, the two picks. Was only sacked one time. And he showed he can run as well. I mean, I'd give Austin's performance last night B minus probably. But based on what I think he's capable of, maybe just a solid B. And then Trinidad Chambliss. I mean, he comes in, shows great command of the offense, and he gets it done as well. So, you know, like both of those guys, I was hoping we'd see Maddox last night, but that didn't happen. But maybe eventually somewhere down the road we will.
But, hey, real quick, David, Trinidad Chambliss was not coming in a mop-up role.
No.
He has a role on this team. And we knew that. We felt pretty good about that. Last night, Lane solidified that. And here's another thing, and then we've got just a few minutes left. Here's what I think, and I want your thoughts on this. So I was talking to some people last night. Sam Hutchins of the Clarion Ledger asked Lane a couple weeks ago, do you think that Austin Simmons will be like Jackson Dart, where he can tuck it and run to get the first down? Are there going to be plays in which are going to be called quarterback draws? Lane's like, well, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't want to get into specifics here, but no, we're not going to be asking Austin Simmons to run the football. I don't think that's right. I think Austin Simmons is a running threat. I think he's going to be called on to run just like Jackson was. He looked really good running the football last night. And I'll be honest, I don't know if it was because the pocket collapsed on him. Maybe he got nervous in the pocket. But suffice to say, he looked really good running the football. He got down. He slid. I think he's going to be a running threat. I just – what do you think?
Yeah, well, the first thing I'll ask you is, have you ever known Lane to tell a little fib to set something up before?
Well, that's kind of what I was getting
at. Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, you've got a quote-unquote running quarterback with Trinidad Chambliss, who can also throw the football, for 59 yards
can sling it.
And a touchdown. Yeah, but, you know, yeah, I mean – sure, let them think Austin Simmons is never going to run it. Of course he's going to run the football. Of course there are times he's going to have to run the football. Of course there will be design runs for him. So I don't think Lane was – I mean, I wouldn't have been truthful either. I think that's like somebody asking Trump, hey, when are you going to attack? When are you going to attack Iran? What are you going to do? And the answer is, why would I tell you that? You know, I don't blame Lane for answering that question the way he did.
Nobody's really talking about Austin Simmons' running ability. I mean, they're just talking about how beautiful a ball he throws. And I'll remind you, David, what about the throw to Harrison Wallace down the right sideline, the Georgia State sideline? He literally looks up, Wallace does, and it lands right in his red bats. That's one of the prettiest throws. It rivals the throw that Jackson had in the Gator Bowl last year against Duke. Is one of the best throws. I think we'll remember that as one of the best throws of his career. A big night once again, 63-7. It was all Ole Miss in the opener. We expected it to be all Ole Miss, but there were a lot of things that needed to be talked about. And so grateful that we could come to you today and kind of give our thoughts on how that game kind of transpired. Setting up, you know, we don't have enough time today. We'll talk about the SEC more. We'll hear from Lane Kiffin tomorrow, Memorial Labor Day, and we hope you all have a wonderful Labor Day. But we'll have Lane's press conference for you, and we'll come to you dissecting that and then getting you ready for Ole Miss and Kentucky kickoff in Lexington at 2:30 Central Time. That'll be on ABC. We'll have full coverage for you from Lexington. The podcast will be at the end of the game on the road. It was just, I'll be honest with you, last night, the game
it
ran
was
long.
Too late. Yeah.
The press conference ran long. So it was 11:45 before I got to the press box. And so Dave and I just decided a late night at home like this, it's best just to do it the next day. We may do that. I love your feedback on that. Just everybody shoot us a message what you think. But on the road, we're going to record directly after the end of the game. So we'll come to you directly from Kroger Field in Lexington at the end of the game. Hopefully an Ole Miss win. I want to thank our sponsors today, the Landshark and the Velvet Ditch, two wonderful restaurants, and they were rocking and rolling all weekend in Oxford. So we're grateful for their partnership. Also, the Hearn Law Firm. You'll hear more about them in just a moment. And our good friends at the Dirt Doctor. If you're a commercial business in the Oxford area, give the Dirt Doctor a call. Their phone number will be coming up here in just a moment. David, big win for Ole Miss. They've got Kentucky on deck.
Well, one thing about the Dirt Doctor, that's John O'Ree, great guy.
Yeah.
My son Eli played with one of his sons at Lafayette High School, and Tate Reed is his name. But I called John O up, I don't know, a month or two ago. We had to take a trip to go out of town. And I looked at my wife's car, and her and Tori, that's their school car. They drive to school together in it every day of the week. And I was like, oh my God, look at the makeup spilt in this back seat. This is horrible. And I've got an 11-year-old daughter, so, you know, she's going to be putting the makeup on the way to school. Called John O and the guys at Dirt Doctor. Within 3 hours, they had that thing looking brand new. So give them a call.
Yeah, and he wanted me to pass on to everybody that if you have a commercial business or you need, like, siding of your house, just give him a call. He'll be glad to come out and give you a free estimate. For David Johnson, I'm Brad Logan. We'll talk to you later on this week. Have a wonderful Labor Day tomorrow. We'll hear from Lane Kiffin. We'll get you ready. It's Ole Miss and Kentucky coming up on Saturday. We'll have it all for you right here on the Red and Blue Crew Podcast. Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with two locations, the Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
Business owners around North Mississippi, do you need that office cleaned, including janitorial work, trash, mopping, sweeping, carpet cleaning? How about restroom, points in between? I've got the answer. It's the Dirt Doctor. Be sure and give them a call today and get your free estimate at 662-709-0180. Looking for that auto detail, ATVs, tractors, etc.? Give the Dirt Doctor a call today, 662-709-0180. Looking to have your concrete clean, your windows clean? The Dirt Doctor can do all that also. also the outside of your exterior residential or commercial building. They'll get it cleaned just the way you like it. All forms of payment are taken, including Venmo and PayPal are accepted. Give them a call today to set up your free estimate at 662-709-0180 or shoot Jono an email at jonoreed@yahoo.com. That's J-O-N-O-R-E-E-D at yahoo.com. Be sure you tell them you heard about it on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
It is a place which exerts an extraordinary pull on all who have walked its hallowed ground. Thousands come each year, and yet no one ever really leaves. Ole Miss is for life, a major university with the familiar intimacy of family. Friendships that are more than friendships, moments that are more than moments. An autumn celebration on a Saturday afternoon in the Grove. Contests waged and triumphs savored. With our largest freshman class, soaring honors college, national reputation for academics and research, our pride is overflowing. Today, more than ever, for all who have ever called this magical place home, you never leave Ole Miss.
You've been listening to the Red and Blue Crew podcast with your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. From the Inside the Rebels studios, join us next time right here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
Support for this podcast comes from Progressive, a leader in RV insurance. We've all made RVing mistakes, like not pest-proofing the RV for winter, but there's one mistake you shouldn't make: not insuring your travel trailer. Progressive RV Insurance can protect your travel trailer when your auto or home insurance can't. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.